could you just tell me a bit about Robin's character?
So in this version of Robin Hood, we meet Robin as a young man just before he becomes the Robin that we know. He's 22 years old, and he's hanging around in Sherwood Forest, and he's stealing from everyone, not just the rich and giving to the poor. But within the show, we see the development of his character through the love story and the revenge story between Marion and the Sheriff of Nottingham, respectively, which develops him into the character that we all know and love.
Is he sort of cheeky, playful?
Yeah, he starts off quite Puck-like. That's what Charles Wade, the writer, wanted, was for him to be quite puckish, you know, and he's very cheeky, mischievous. But as it develops and certain things happen in the play, I don't want to give too much away, but as certain things unwind, he becomes a bit more, he has a bit more gravitas to him as he goes on. He becomes a bit more serious, but yeah, he's very cheeky.
And Charles Wade's put a bit of a twist on this version of Robin Hood by telling the story from Marion's perspective. Has this changed the idea of Robin as the lead role in any way?
Well, I think Robin's the title character, but I wouldn't by any means say that he's the lead character. It's always been Marion's story, and I think it's the way that Charles has done it in this, where he's only got one woman in the cast, and that really creates this atmosphere as if there's it's a man's world, really, and it shows the struggle. It makes it a lot darker, and I think, if anything, you know, it makes Robin's character more interesting, because you don't want to see him all the time. He loses a bit of his elusiveness, you know, that's one of his main attributes. So Robin comes and goes, and it is, you know, in a way, this character that is created by Marion. So it's definitely Marion's story, but as far as I'm concerned, I think the Robin Hood has always been from Marion's point of view.
Okay, so the love story between Robin and Marion is a central theme in the play. How does this version interpret it?
It's a lot more playful with them being younger. A lot of games going on, and going back and forth. Very fine line between love and hate. And I think we see them crossing the line now and again. It's a youthful love. It's a kind of almost a teenage love. But in the love story, there is something that hasn't been used in the other Robin Hoods.
So what's it been like working with Amelia?
Me and Amelia went to drama school for 3 years together. But it's funny, you know, sometimes when you leave drama school, you just don't see people. We got on really well, but I only kept in touch with I speak to people, but you haven't really seen her. And the last time we worked together was, she played my auntie in Breeze Block Park about 7 years ago, I think it was. But it's great to be back with her. And because we know each other and we've got the kind of familiarities, we know exactly what each other's like. It's just allowed us to go straight in and play. And she's a very, very playful girl. And she's huge energy. I mean, great fun. Really looking forward to spending Christmas with her.
Rehearsals look pretty energetic, with lots of swinging about on chains. How physically challenging is this production?
It's a very physical show, but I think we're all quite excited about how physical it is. I don't think anybody's looking at it and feeling daunted by it. I mean, the theory is by January we'll all have six packs, which you know is one way to look at it. I don't think it's it is obviously a. It's going to be, in comparison to other plays, it'll be very physical, but I think there's a lot more physical jobs out there that people are doing on a daily basis, so I think we'll get through it.
Have you had to do any training with a sword and a bow for this play?
I have had sword and bow training in the past, which is kind of coming in handy, but we haven't actually got to the fights yet, which that's the bit that I'm really looking forward to. I'm a real child at heart. I love playing play fighting, so...
And you recently played the lead in Peter Pan at the O2 Arena in London. Which character do you prefer, Robin or Peter?
I prefer Robin Hood. I was always a massive fan of Robin. I loved the cartoon when I was a kid. And I like the idea of keeping my feet on the ground. But they're very, very similar. I think if Peter Pan ever grew up, he would become Robin Hood. So I think it's, you know, he's brilliant to play Peter. And I think it's helping a lot with Robin, because a lot of that kind of puckish energy, the cheekiness, the sword fighting, the Lost Boys and the Merry Men are very similar. Captain Hook and the Sheriff of Nottingham is Wendy and Maid Marian figures. You know, there's a lot of similarities between the two stories. So it's brilliant to have done Peter, but at the same time, that was on a very large scale. There was 25 in the cast, so it was three times as many, and I'm really liking having just the eight of us. It's much more like a family, you know, kind of we're able to look into things with a lot more detail because it's brought down, it's smaller.
Lovely, Kieran. Thank you very much.